speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, May the 20th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. We had some very interesting election results out of Australia. We're going to talk about that. Looks like GND there doesn't stand for Green New Deal. It stands for Green No Deal. This was reported as a slam dunk for environmentalism, for the left. And, of course, they were pushing all of the same policies that we see the Democrats pushing. All of them. And they were roundly rejected by the Australian voters. And it totally surprised all of the media and the polls. They didn't see it coming. How many times is this going to happen? Must be the Russians. I'm sure it was the Russians telling them that, don't worry, the planet's not going to melt down or whatever. It had to be the Russians, because this type of election that catches the left with its pants down and on fire, that can't be anything but Russian collusion and conspiracy. So we await to see what those investigations of that Russian connection in Australia's election will be. But there is a connection. There is a foreign connection. It wasn't the Russians, but it was Al Gore who went to Australia. I think he thought he was going to ride that. No possibility that the Greens couldn't win and the left in Australia. So he was going to ride that wave in a comeback tour starting in Australia, except that I think he probably helped to push them the other way. We're also going to take a look at the town hall of Buttigieg on Fox News. President Trump was very upset about that. But I was more upset with what Buttigieg actually said. Pretty amazing, the various things that he went through. Of course, he admitted that he wants to give everybody free stuff, but then raise taxes. So exactly how is that free? Oh, that's right. That's the policies that are always pushed out there by the Democrats. Don't worry, we're going to give you free stuff, but somebody else is going to pay for it. And guess what? What goes around comes around. And those taxes always come back around to you. Remember, it was the income tax that was instituted by the central bankers, the people who were putting together the central bank, the Federal Reserve. And they changed the way that we did taxes. Prior to that, we had a government that basically fit inside the Constitution, and it could be funded by taxes collected at the border. Going all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, he said, we've eliminated all internal taxes from the federal government. All internal taxes. No farmer or laborer knows the tax man. And then, 100 years later, you had the bankers take over. And everybody knows the tax man now. You see the federal tax man hitting you everywhere, not just in the income tax. Your gasoline tax, excise taxes, other taxes, Social Security taxes, tax this, tax that, yeah. Social Security, that was the free thing, right? Except that's one of the most regressive taxes we've ever had. Falls more heavily on the poor than it does on the rich. And there's no way that you can get any deductions for that. Well, that's just a head tax on everybody. And so now we have a very different situation. That's one of the reasons why I'd like to see President Trump changing the tax structure. Yeah, taxes are destructive. And you hear these people finally admit, oh, look at this. You're going to raise tariffs? Well, those corporations that are importing goods, they're not going to pay the taxes. It's like, yeah, we've been saying that for a very long time. Except that Buttigieg is now going back to, oh, the corporations. Yeah, let's tax the corporations. Well, they don't pay taxes. All these people want to freak out about tariffs. You need to understand the corporations and the businesses aren't going to absorb that. They're going to pass it along, or they will go out of business as part of their cost of doing business. And he has a lot to say about abortion. He has a lot to say about packing the Supreme Court, anything to get their agenda through. Because if they can't win elections, that's it. But there's a very interesting metric that I discovered about Buttigieg. Two statistics that tell you everything about this guy. What percentage of the vote did he get to win in mayor of South Bend, Indiana? And what does this 1%?
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any Info Warrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, May the 20th, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Let's talk first, before we get into Buttigieg, before we get into the border situation. The U.S. still remains borderless and clueless about how to deal with immigration. And we're also going to talk about the Iran war. We've got 5G back in the news, health effects of it especially, but also the concern that I keep seeing resurfacing about how 5G is going to block all the weather satellites and so forth. It's like, but no concern about what it does to our bodies, to our brains, to our hearts. Even though we've had some early indications from some rat tests that it gives tumors, increased heart and brain tumors to rats. But don't worry, it's just the male rats, and we don't care about males anymore. That'd be a good thing. That'd be a positive feature. Yet another selling feature of 5G is we can kill males at a higher rate. Let's talk first, though, about the Australian election. This was a no-lose situation. The headlines from CNN, live blogging the election. Stunned Labor refuses to concede. But just prior to that, Labor may have lost an unlosable election. Well, how did that happen? Turns out they were running on a Green New Deal platform. And it was all about the young voters and climate change and all the policies of redistribution of the left. And it was soundly rejected. And it caught all of the media pundits and the pollsters by surprise. What a surprise. We've seen it again. And yet, as I said at the top of the hour, we had Al Gore gets part of that as well. He gets some of the credit for that. There's your foreign collusion. I'm sure they'll do an investigation to see how Putin pulled this off. But actually, I think Al Gore had more to do with it. As the American Thinker points out, he inserted himself in the Australian election and the voters went the other way. He went to Australia just ahead of the election, the one that Al Jazeera said was all about global warming. And he repeated all the same inanities that he does here in America about global warming and the impending disaster. And he helped them to vote against all of that. historic win in Australia after Labor loses the unlosable election. What's up with that.com? Here's what Al Jazeera said. They said, climate change will be the decisive issue in the Australian election. This is in the run-up to it. Energy and global warming debates have dominated Australia's election campaign, with many voters calling for a change. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's centre-right coalition is seeking a third straight term in power, but polls have shown Bill Shorten's opposition Labor Party clinging to a narrow lead. The left-wing Greens Party is expected to remain the third force in the country's politics. Australia, they said, is one of the largest per capita emitters, producing some 1.3% of global carbon emissions in 2017, with only 0.3% of the world's population. Shame on them. Shame on that. Climate change is shaping up to be a number one issue in the federal election, said the head of campaigns at the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. Youth Climate. There you go. Just like AOC. They attributed this to young people as a moral voice for action. on the greatest issue facing our generation. And yet, the Green New Deal, GND, turned out to be a Green No Deal for the voters in Australia, as CNN pointed out. After losing an election in which many analysts described as unlosable, Labor leader Bill Shorten conceded and announced that he would be stepping down as head of the party. And just to remind you of why Al Gore probably helped to lose that election. There's a story on Zero Hedge came out along with this. Remember back in 2009, Al Gore forecast there would be no more ice at the North Pole by 2013. And presumably Santa Claus would have to get an electric vehicle. The BBC reported those crazy forecasts back in 2007, and they show the article, they show a headline and the article clip from the BBC back in 2017. Here's a headline. Arctic summers will be ice-free by 2013. Where did they get this idea? Was the BBC just making this up? Oh, no, it came from San Francisco. More specifically, it came from Professor Wieslaw Maslowski. He told the American Geophysical Union meeting that previous projections had underestimated the processes that are now driving ice loss. And then they doubled down. He also had the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, a friend of mine who went to West Point, took classes there in Monterey. It's nice duty if you can get it. And total nonsense what's coming out of there about the about the ice-free summers. Our projection said the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. This is what they had to say, these geniuses there. Our projection of 2013 for the removal of ice in summer is not accounting for the last two minima in 2005 and 2007. So, given the fact, you can argue that maybe our projection of 2013 is already too conservative. No, I think it was too socialist. I think it was too United Nations, as a matter of fact. And as the author of this story on Zero Hedge points out, this is ArmstrongEconomics.com. He says, what they're doing here with their forecasting methods is they're just extending a trend that they've observed. They see a short-term trend, and they extend it forever. And as somebody who looks at the stock market and economics, he recognizes the idiocy, the fallacy of that idea. It's kind of like saying if the Dow Jones rallies by 25% in 1 year, then you're going to just project out your earnings on a year-by-year basis. And, of course, if it goes up by 25% in 1 week or 1 year, whatever, you just multiply that out, and pretty soon you're as wealthy as Jeff Bezos. Everybody is, right? And that doesn't work for the stock market. It doesn't work for economics. It doesn't work for environmentalism. It's just nonsense. This is just nonsense. Nobody but young people who have been brainwashed in school have spent their entire life in school, not in the real world, and have been fed this stuff from sunrise to sundown as gospel truth. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Those are the people who buy into this. And let's hope that that doesn't become the majority view. As they point out on ClimateDepot.com, Mark Morano, frequent guest on here. He says, remember when Al Gore, who invented the Internet? Well, now we've got Joe Biden, who is saying, I started climate change back in 1987. And you know the interesting thing about Al Gore is, you know, he invented the Internet, right? The person who invented the Internet, who even named it, J.C.R. Licklider, as I pointed out many times, he called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. They shortened it to Internet. And, of course, the first implementation of that was DARPANET. You know, J.C.R. Licklider was a psychologist for DARPA. But when he did that, that was 1963. Al Gore was 15 years old when J.C.R. Licklider invented the Internet. So where was Biden? You know, 1987, he says he invented climate change. Did he not realize that 17 years before that was the first Earth Day and that the legislation for all this stuff is coming from the UN? He says, oh, by the way, did you know that I'm the guy who did all this as he's trying to get votes from millennials? That's the group that he's really struggling with because he's just so phenomenally old compared as they see him. And so he's trying to connect with them. And so now he's doing an Al Gore saying that he invented climate change. But as Mark Morano points out, Al Gore held hearings on climate change in 1976, 6 years after the first Earth Day. And as a senator, he introduced a resolution calling for a research program into it in 1985. Again, both of those happened well before Biden did anything. You had a Republican senator, John Chaffee, who held Senate climate hearings warning of the serious problem. And here's what the Republican senator said in 1985. He said, we're going to have significant warming that's going to happen within the next 5 to 15 years. So that would have been, let's see, 1990 to 2000. The polar ice caps are gone. We've had serious warming. No, actually, they're going down in flames as people realize this is a hoax. We'll be right back.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good.
Whoa. I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN, shout it out loud in public, hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, BioTrue Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, Real Red Pill Plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know, funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
take a look at Biden, because as I said, he's out there trying to virtue signal to the millennials about his climate change bona fides, and the process trying to distract people from the scandals following him and his son, especially. As I said before, Beau dying was given as the reason that he did not run for president in 2016. And I said his other son, Hunter, may be the reason that he doesn't get elected. Maybe not even the nomination. We shall see. Because as we saw at the end of last week, I didn't cover it yet on this program, Breitbart obtained unreported on police reports from days before the 2016 presidential election. And it describes how a cocaine pipe that authorities determined was used to smoke cocaine was found in a rental car that was returned to an Arizona Hertz location in the middle of the night. Also found in the vehicle were several personal effects of Hunter Biden, then Vice President Joe Biden's son. For example, two of his D.C. driver's licenses. He's got two licenses? Multiple credit cards and personally identifying information like a Delaware Attorney General badge and a U.S. Secret Service business card that police said bore his name. So think about this. The guy, is this just that they find a crack cocaine pipe that's been used in the car, but they find multiple D.C. driver's licenses from this guy? They find his credit cards, his Delaware Attorney General badge, U.S. Secret Service business card with his name and so forth? I mean, how did he leave all that stuff behind? Was he like high or something? I mean, he left everything in there except his clothes, all of his ID stuff. I mean, this is as amazing as finding all of the IDs for the 9/11 supposed hijackers, finding that in a pile on top of the rubble there after all the fire and collapse. And, oh, look, here's their ID. Now, as they pointed out, two different Prescott Police Department officers, as well as a detective, conducted an investigation. But ultimately, the local authorities and both the city and a county attorney's offices declined to prosecute. Oh, well, I wonder what happened with that. See, Joe Biden's got problems with China, big problems with China, and so does Hunter. He went there on a trip, as I reported last week. It was detailed by Peter Schweitzer in his 2018 book, Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. Kind of interesting that accompanying Joe Biden on his trip to China as vice president, when he was supposed to go there and lecture the Chinese about aggressive moves that they were making against other countries in the region, he went very soft on them. Got the Japanese and South Koreans and others very angry that he didn't really do anything. But actually, they didn't realize what his true purpose in the trip was. Accompanying him were this same son, Hunter, and the son of John Kerry, who was then the Secretary of State. And although Joe didn't get anything done as far as China and its aggressive military moves, he did get something done for his son and John Kerry's son. They came away with a $1 billion loan from the Chinese central bank. They used that to start a corporation that the Chinese are using as a biometric facial identification technology. They developed that and are selling that in China. And that's being used to implement the crackdown on people there in China, the social credit scores and tracking people, identifying them. Isn't that interesting how that's all tied together? So he's got a real China problem. President Trump talked about it when he was interviewed on Fox News. He said, it's a disgrace. And he said, China is not a competitor of ours, says Biden. Well, China is a massive competitor of ours, said President Trump. They want to take over the world. Yeah, they do. And, of course, a $1 billion loan to Biden's son and Kerry's son to help set up this Orwellian technocratic tyranny that they are the test site for, that is coming to America. I've got more stories about that how it's coming to America. But all of that rolls together. So you got China. You've got the Ukraine dealings. Now you got China, Ukraine, and now you got cocaine. It even rhymes. To just give you, and as you keep that in your mind, think about this, you know, the crack cocaine pipe that's left in the rental car, along with all of his attorney general ID and his Secret Service cards and his driver's license and his credit cards and all this other kind of stuff. The investigation gets shut down by the, not by the police who are investigating it, but by the attorneys in the city and county who don't want to go anywhere near the vice president's son. Now, keep that in mind, and then listen to this story. You've got a couple of truckers who are facing years in prison because they were transporting legal hemp. Hemp. Again, hemp is what they use to make ropes and clothing and so forth. Hemp does not have THC. Hemp is not marijuana. It doesn't have any psychoactive component to it. THC has been removed, doesn't have that at all. And so you've got a couple of truckers have been arrested in Idaho for transporting a textile crop that cannot get you high. And they're facing years in prison. Now, Biden and his son, they get millions, billions of dollars from the Ukraine, from China. They leave crack cocaine pipes and ID cards behind, and nothing ever happens to them. But to these guys, the police falsely claim that the near 7,000 pounds of hemp in the truck was marijuana. Only after the police broke the same law that they arrested him for by transporting the plant across state lines for testing did they realize that it wasn't marijuana, but it was hemp. Nevertheless, they are still going after these guys, trying to put them in jail for a very long time. This is the insanity, folks, of the war on drugs. And it is also the corruption that lets the rich and powerful get away with billion-dollar deals with Chinese communists, setting up a surveillance system that's going to be used to take away every last shred of our remaining freedoms. While we let the UN and Richard Nixon tell us that we can't have access to hemp, even though it doesn't even have any characteristics that could get you high. As some of the people talking about this, they said an Idaho representative said it's absolutely horrific. It's like a nightmare out of a novel. These are hard-working people working for a trucking company. This is what they do for a living. Take this load from here to there. This is something that has been legalized federally. Hemp is legalized federally. But, of course, we've seen civil asset forfeiture. We've seen the mandatory minimums. And, of course, Joe Biden has a hand in all of that. Yeah, he was one of the people putting out bills to lock everybody up. And most of the people got locked up in the war on drugs was for marijuana. Now they're trying to lock people up still for hemp.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. Five different types of caffeine. Doesn't have to crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's Turbo Force. And get the fish oil.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with. And it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that is taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all upset. We used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about the town hall on Fox that had Buttigieg. And, of course, he kicked back against them. I give him credit for going on. He wasn't afraid to go on and face questions like Elizabeth Warren is. Or other people in the DNC. He did, however, call them hateful and divisive and bigoted and all this other kind of stuff, right? But he'd go on and talk about, take questions. And he is smarter than people like the beta male, Beta O'Rourke, rebooted his campaign and started out by getting a haircut. Yeah, he got a haircut in the polls. But as President Trump mocked Pete Buttigieg about 10 days or so ago, said he looked like Alfred E. Newman of Mad Magazine. Buttigieg, there he is right there. Buttigieg came back and said, I don't know who this is. I had to Google it. He says, must be a generational thing. Mad Magazine came back and said, who is Pete Buttigieg? Must be a generational thing. And it is. It is a generational thing. It is an identity politics thing. Mad Magazine also changed its self-description as, quote, an historic comedy institution with Mayor Pete on the cover. And they're no Trump fans, but now they're no Buttigieg fans either. So let's take a look at some of the crazy things that Alfred E. Newman, Buttigieg, has been saying over the last couple of weeks, because we go back to May 5th, about 2 weeks ago, he said when he was in South Carolina, America was never as great as advertised. Really? Then why did your daddy move here? Was it just so that he could fix us with Marxism? Because that's what it was. His daddy moved to the United States, became a naturalized citizen, and became a professor at Notre Dame, right there in South Bend. And that really is the political base of Buttigieg. But frankly, he's just another white male, except for his homosexuality. And he's just another Democrat, if you look at his policies. Yeah, he's out there for gun control. He wants universal health care. He wants higher taxes. He wants DACA and unlimited immigration. He wants to abolish the Electoral College. There's absolutely nothing about him that's any different than any of the other Democrats, except for his identity politics. Vote for me. I'm gay. That's why I call him Booty Gay. I mean, why wouldn't you call him Booty Gay? That's his sole qualification for winning the Democrat nomination, because other than that, he's just another generic Democrat from a very, very small town. He says, when he dumps on America, he says, that past that he is promising to return us to, Trump, in other words, was never as great as advertised, especially for marginalized Americans, and there's no going back anyway. Well, maybe you could go back to wherever it was that you came from. Go back to Malta. Make Malta great again, Booty Gay. Because they're looking for somebody like you to lead them back. You know, it's, yeah, Marxism never made any country great. And, you know, it isn't, President Trump was never saying that America was perfect. But what he was saying was he's responding to what many of us recognize who have lived here for a very long time, who've lived here for generations, unlike Booty Gay and his family. We have seen this country go into severe economic decline. And I would say moral decline. If we want to know about Booty Gay, there are some interesting statistics about him. Statistics about the percentage of the vote that he got. And there's also an interesting statistic about crime. This was picked up by a blog, Sultan Nish. A dozen people were shot in Buttigieg's city while he was running for president in March and April. In early April, South Bend Police Chief Scott Ruzkowski had two concerns. His boss, Mayor Peter Buttigieg, was preparing to formally announce his presidential run in the blighted Rust Belt city that was riddled with gangs and bodies. Was Buttigieg's platform. The bodies, however, were Ruzkowski's other concern. Mayor Pete was elected with 8,515 voters out of a total population of 102,000. Think about that. That's a majority. He won when only 8.5% of the people in South Bend voted for him. He only got 8,000 votes. This is a tiny town, like I said before. I spent many years just outside of Raleigh. Raleigh's not a big town, but it's four times the size of South Bend. South Bend is just a little university town. It's a, the university is Notre Dame, and that's where his support is. But even there, you know, 102,000 people, only about 8,500 people voted for him. Well, exactly 8,515. That's 8% of the population is all that voted for him. They didn't care. And if you don't care about government, you wind up with things like Booty Gay. And then this blog goes down all the different people shot as Booty Gay is going from one soiree to the other with the elites of the Democrat Party of Silicon Valley and of Hollywood. Talking about one individual, 19, charged with a shooting that wounded two Indiana University South Bend baseball players, leaving one paralyzed from the neck down. This guy, the 19-year-old, was a member of the G-Block gang and had been trying to avenge the shooting death of a fellow gang member in South Bend's ganglands. After posing for selfies, however, with members of Manhattan's elite, Buttigieg caught a flight to South Carolina. In South Bend, a wounded man walked into the hospital after somebody opened fire on his car. You get the idea. He's going from one elite dinner party fundraiser to another, traveling on private jets while there are shootouts and brutal violence in his town, left and right. And just to put this in perspective, and as we look at the, you know, he's got the Studebaker plant. That's been idle for a very long time. Well, he's going to put that back in and spend $23 million on it so we can have a few people get jobs in South Bend. That is a plant that used to employ 23,000 people. See, Buttigieg, that's what President Trump is talking about when he says, make America great again. That means that you got 23,000 people with good, quality, high-paying manufacturing jobs. That used to be America. You don't know about that America. Your dad doesn't know about that America. That America was gone by the time your daddy got here. And we want to bring that back. How is it possible, asked this blogger here, how is it possible that a dozen people could be shot in that city and the press never even asks him about it? And you look at it and go, well, a dozen people, that's not too many. Well, that was just, you know, in a month or so. Well, let's compare it to New York City, for example. New York City had their murder rate spike by 30% in the same period of time. They had 53 people killed in New York City. And he had 12 people killed in South Bend. The difference is that New York City is 86 times the size of South Bend. So if you were to normalize that, that would mean that you would have about 1,032 people die in New York City. Do you think that would be a major story to have a murder rate that high? 1,000 people dying in New York City in a month or two? In March and April? And yet, that would be, when you look at South Bend, nobody asks Buttigieg about a murder rate that is so large that it would be equivalent to 1,000 people dying in New York City. That's how bad things are there. Of course, you know, he does really well with white liberals. He gets 0% of the votes with the black people. And the 8,000 votes that he got, well, that's about the same size as Notre Dame's student population. That's his base. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital, AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com.
This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on Big Tech.
They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12, and we decided I liked your Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed, and it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name, so when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, where do we go when America is destroyed? And understand that Buttigieg is a Marxist, and like the rest of the Democrats, he wants to destroy America. He went on with Hugh Hewitt, and he was talking about how he would like to remove Thomas Jefferson's name. It would be the right thing to do. You know, they talk about Jefferson-Jackson dinners that the Democrat Party has. The Democrat Party used to like to claim Thomas Jefferson as their own. And I've said all my life, he doesn't belong with the Democrats. Regardless of whatever labels might have been applied to him during his lifetime, they reject every single aspect of Thomas Jefferson, certainly now. And I want to play for you the back and forth on the Hugh Hewitt show. This is Buttigieg talking about how erasing Thomas Jefferson's name is the right thing to do. Because, you know, they're not going to take him out of the history books. But we certainly shouldn't honor him. I guess they're going to give him the same treatment that his pal at Facebook. You know, he went to school with Zuckerberg. They were buddies there at Harvard. He was like number 200 and something in Facebook. Years ago, you had Zuckerberg go to South Bend and have the sausage summit where he and Buttigieg sat there eating sausage, according to local paper. Interesting image. But, you have Zuckerberg giving basically Alex Jones the same kind of treatment that the people in the Democrat Party want to do the founders of this country. Maybe they won't destroy the Jefferson Monument. They'll just eradicate his name everywhere. Make sure that he is, whenever you talk about him, just like whenever you talk about Alex Jones, you will criticize Thomas Jefferson. He'll still be there, but only negative things can be said about him. Here's the clip. Hugh Hewitt and Buttigieg.
Statewide, should Jefferson Jackson dinners be renamed everywhere because both were holders of slaves?
Yeah, we're doing that in Indiana. I think it's the right thing to do. You know, over time you develop and evolve on the things you choose to honor. And I think we know enough, especially Jackson. You just look at what basically an act of genocide that happened here. Jefferson's more problematic. You know, there's a lot to, of course, admire in his thinking and his philosophy. Then again, if you plunge into his writings, especially the notes on the state of Virginia, you know that he knew that slavery was wrong.
Yes.
And yet he did it. Now, we're all morally conflicted human beings, and it's not like we're blotting him out of the history books or deleting him from being the founding fathers, but you know, naming something after somebody confers a certain amount of honor. And at a time, I mean, the real reason I think there's a lot of pressure on this is the relationship between the past and the present that we're finding in a million different ways, that racism isn't some curiosity out of the past that we're embarrassed about but moved on from. It's alive, it's well, it's hurting people.
And all right, let's just leave it there. It's enough of the demagoguery. It's all I can take. Yeah, look at his notes on the state of Virginia. Well, you might look at the Declaration of Independence, Bouguer. Look at the original draft. Look at what they took out. He wrote the Declaration of Independence, and he talked about slavery as being a contradiction. It wasn't like he didn't understand that. He also said, we've got a wolf by the tail. How do we get out of this situation? He was looking for ways to get out of it. He and others repatriated many black slaves to Africa. They created a nation, Liberia, where they sent the black slaves. They kept their slaves, in many cases, I think Jefferson, out of a misguided case of paternalism. I don't even think we have paternalism anymore in the Democrat Party. I think it's just sheer exploitation. And you have to understand, the people like Bouguer and these Marxists in the Democrat Party want to make slaves out of each and every one of us. Yeah, after the Civil War, that was the end of slavery, private slavery. But we have all become slaves to Washington, D.C., and I'll explain that in just a moment. When we talk about the Supreme Court that he wants to pack. They tell us everything that we can do in every minute aspect of our life. Don't tell me that we're not slaves to those people. They take more of our money than serfs and slaves in any other civilization paid. Other than the chattel slaves. Yeah, they were owned by the individuals. But nevertheless, you go back and you look at the serfs of Europe and the slaves, they paid less. European serfs paid less than we do as American citizens here in this country. Before we get into that real quickly, I just want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that are on sale, because if you want to support us and keep social media and the largest corporations in the world working in concert with the government, the military-industrial establishment, the Democrats, and the press, who have a vested interest in keeping out any other voices out of the public square. These people are all working together. The only thing that keeps us here is your support as a sponsor. So we've made it possible, a little bit easier for you to support us. We've got some great deals on some great products. We've got 25% off BrainForce Plus, and with that, you get a free bottle of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. We also have Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have 50% off all apparel. We have a two-week food supply, just $67. And that two-week food supply will last. It's storable food. It'll last for up to 25 years. And then after you open it, you can reuse it, reseal it for a limited amount of time. But you can, as you have it in its original storage, you can leave it for 25 years. It's a great way to inoculate yourself against some kind of a surge in food prices or to prepare for an emergency. Natural or man-made, $67 for a two-week food supply that'll last 25 years. Made in America, non-GMO. We also have $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter for your home. And finally, we have a special code just for listeners of this program. Use the code WAKEUP to get 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. That's 100% organic coffee available in two different blends. Just key in the code WAKEUP to save 10% off of that 100% organic coffee. Wake Up America at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, the other difference between Bouguer and Jefferson, and I've said this before, because Bouguer really hasn't really talked about policies that much until he went to this town hall. It's been pretty hard to nail him down. He has, however, put himself out there as the person who's going to rewrite Christianity for us. You know, Thomas Jefferson tried to do that. He had the Jefferson Bible, where he would strike out anything that he disagreed with. Anything that was supernatural, he would cut that out, and other things that he disagreed with. And a lot of people were concerned about that. But Jefferson supported the free exercise of other people's religion. Adamantly supported that. Unlike Bouguer. Unlike Buttigieg, Jefferson supported the free exercise of religion, free speech, a free press, the First Amendment, in other words. Buttigieg knows better than you, however. And for Buttigieg, his preoccupation is to do what everybody was concerned about with Thomas Jefferson. You know, he had people burying their Bibles because they thought that Jefferson was going to dictate religion to them. Well, that's exactly what Buttigieg and the LGBT mafia want to do. And the Democrats in the House and eight Republicans on Friday voted exactly to do that with their so-called equality bill. I'll break that down for you. You know, even Reason Magazine says it doesn't have anything to do with religion, although we know that it's targeting Christians for persecution. They said our opposition to it doesn't have anything to do with religion. You know, one of the things that they said was very dangerous about it? They said, yes, it is going to be used to attack Christian businesses. We've already seen that. The LGBT are not looking for liberty, right? They're not looking to have any kind of freedom. They demand that they be celebrated. And they demand that they be worshiped. And they demand that any religion other than their version of religion be shut down. And that's one of the things that Reason said. They said one of the biggest problems with this is we know that it's going to result in massive censorship of social media, of the public's free speech, and of the press. And we know that because it's already been done that way. And we know that it's going to be targeting businesses just like they've targeted for persecution and extinction, small bakers or even large corporations like Chick-fil-A that donate. How dare them donate to traditional Christian organizations like Salvation Army? They should be shut down, say the Democrats. And so Buttigieg, along these lines, strongly condemns the people on Fox. He said they spread fear and lies. I strongly condemn the voices. He said when on Fox, to their town hall, I strongly condemn the voices on Fox that uncritically amplify hate and divisive sort of politics that gave rise to this presidency. Their goal is to spread fear and lies. Ah, you know, that's exactly what they said about us, isn't it? And nobody that I know of on Fox except for Tucker Carlson defended us. And now it's their turn. You know, just like Pastor Martin Niemöller said.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked your Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds.
It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Goody Gay felt that it was necessary to apologize to the Democrats for going on Fox News. Because, you know, the Democrats have said that Fox News is not going to be allowed in the Democrat debates. They're going to make sure they're kept out. And as I've said before, and I said this when we had Goody Gay's friends in Silicon Valley shut down InfoWars and Alex Jones in August of last year. I said the time for Fox News and the rest of these media is on the way. They're going to get the same treatment from a lot of these people. Yes, they have, because of their position and their influence and their money, they've been set up as the one counterbalance to the monolithic establishment press that is uniformly left-wing. And they've been given access by Apple and others to be a trusted news source. They're the token conservative organization. But still, that's not good enough for the DNC. And they're calling people like Tucker Carlson, as he does here. He says, many of these opinion hosts don't operate in good faith. It doesn't mean there aren't Fox viewers turning in good faith. And so we need to talk to these people because they won't hear from us if we don't go on Fox News. And he says, I strongly condemn the voices on Fox. They uncritically amplify hate. See, there are hate. Now Fox News is hate speech. Again, we all see through this, right? We understand that anybody that they don't like, anybody that they hate, they accuse of being hateful. And anybody that they can't argue with, they accuse of being racist and bigoted. Nevertheless, those accusations are being used to purge people out of the public square as baseless and as transparently ridiculous and false as they are. That is being used. And they don't even need the SPLC anymore to target people and to label people as a hate group and so forth. Now they've got Facebook and they've got Twitter and they've got Google to do that for them. So who needs the Southern Poverty Law Center? Now they can, you know, now they're being thrown under the bus. They've done their time, and so now they don't have their protection anymore. All of their corruption at the Southern Poverty Law Center was a blind eye until they got the people in Silicon Valley, the technocratic elite, to do the job for Southern Poverty Law Center, and then they became really obsolete, really obsolete. They still have organizations like the SPLC that give some plausible deniability to the people at Facebook and Twitter and Google. I say, well, you know, the Poynter Institute, oh, they told us that these people were false and hateful and conspiracy theorists and so forth. Or at Indiana University, they still have their shills that they use to give them deniability that is coming from them. And, of course, we know that the ultimate source of all this censorship is not even the Democrat Party or Silicon Valley. It's really the military-industrial complex. And you could see that 2 months after we were shut down. But anyway, he talks about how they were divisive, they were hateful, they spread fear, they spread lies. But he went on, and he talked about some policies. And he called for higher taxes on the wealthy. He backed abortion universally without any restrictions. And then said he's going to run an inclusive campaign because he wants somebody, somebody who is not a white liberal, please vote for me. I mean, he's only got 1% support. He's down there with the beta male. I mean, these guys are, as somebody put it, they've got the support of skim milk. You know, they're down in the skim milk area, 1-2%. And they're very white. You know, they're kind of like white skim milk. And it really bothers him. I want to be inclusive. You know, unlike Beto, he really is authentically one of the identity groups that the Democrat Party is. He really is a homosexual. Beto pretends to be Hispanic. Total fraud. Total fraud. We'll be right back with more from Goody Gay's Fox Town Hall. Stay with us.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans that almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because there's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome. You know, we had Pete Buttigieg go on Fox News. He said, even though they're divisive, even though they amplify hate, even though they spread fear and lies, I'm going to go on there and I'm going to talk to the, I'm not going to, you know, be involved with these nasty hosts that, don't operate in good faith. That's the way he put it. You know, people like Tucker Carlson. Oh, they don't operate in good faith. But there are some people who tune in that operate in good faith. So I'm going to go to those conservatives and I'm going to give them some policy, which is what he did. You know, Chris Wallace drew him out on some things, drew him out on taxes, drew him out on the Supreme Court, packing the Supreme Court, drew him out on abortion. And I don't know how he thinks that's going to help him with the viewers of Fox News. We're going to talk about what those policies are because he's been notably devoid of any policies other than touting his virtue as a homosexual versus President Trump, calling Trump an adulterer. But of course, he is a homosexual, so bow down and worship the LGBT. But he got on, he was talking about abortion rights without restriction, higher taxes on everybody. Not just the wealthy folks, it's going to be on everybody. In a series of tweets Sunday afternoon, President Trump was angry at Chris Wallace for having a Buttigieg on, called him Alfred E. Newman again. And again, you know, it was Buttigieg saying, well, I don't even know who Alfred E. Newman is. It must be a generational thing. And I'll tell you what's a generational thing. It's the Marxism, the socialism. That is a generational thing. And it is something that he got from his daddy who came to this country. Never thought America was great, but he came here, decided that he was going to fix it. He and his neo-Marxist ideas, and of course, Buttigieg goes to Harvard, and he's got a lot of neo-Marxist friends from Harvard, from Silicon Valley. That's what these guys are. George Gilder got it on the, hit the nail on the head. He said, all these Silicon Valley tech billionaires, they're really neo-Marxists. They believe, just like Karl Marx did, that we had solved all of the issues of production. We had infinite ability to have anything that we want made. That sounds very much like what you hear from Silicon Valley, isn't it? And the only issue was whether or not we were going to allocate the fruits of that equally. Now, these neo-Marxists, they believe that, of course, they're smarter than everybody else. We have infinite capacity to produce everything because it's all going to be done by robots. And in their kindness, they will throw us some crumbs off of the table to keep us quiet, called universal basic income. But they are Marxists at the end of the day. Let's take a look at the standing ovation that he got and how he finished up on Fox News. Let's run video clip number 4.
5 second closing statement. The floor is yours, sir.
Great. Well, first of all, thanks again for the opportunity and thanks to everybody for being such a great audience. I suppose I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't begin by saying that if you like what you heard but you want to learn more, since we covered a lot of things but an hour goes by fast, I'm hoping that you'll go to PeteForAmerica.com and learn more about our campaign, learn more about my positions. Look, what we're trying to do here is different because the moment that we're in is different. I get that a millennial Midwestern mayor is not what leaps to mind when you think about a prototypical candidate for president. But I also think we're living on a moment. It's hard to figure out what's going on right now. It's because we are living on one of those blank pages in between chapters in American history. And what comes next could be ugly or it could be amazing. And I believe running for office is an act of hope, and so is voting for somebody and supporting somebody and volunteering for somebody. I hope you'll join me in making sure that that next era is better than any that we've had so far.
Well, he may be the beginning of an era. E-R-R-O-R.
Thank you, Mayor.
He's absolutely no different than AOC or Beta. There he gets a standing ovation, but of course, you know, the audience he brings with him. That is not a Fox audience applauding him. And I'll tell you why. We'll go over some of the things that he finally said about policy. You know, he's been dripping this stuff out little by little. He addressed an elephant in the room, reports that Mediaite, a split with the 2020 Democrats over whether or not they should appear on Fox News after Elizabeth Warren said that she would not. He blasted Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, two of the most popular people on Fox News, said that they did not operate in good faith. But Chris Wallace seemed to like him. Chris Wallace had said, I actually think, whether you like his opinions or not, that Mayor Pete has a lot of substance. He has a fascinating biography. Well, you know, his biography doesn't give him substance, frankly. We need to know what his policies are. They're not merely going to be his opinions. It's going to be the kind of policies pushed on us in the form of laws and other things. His fascinating biography is nothing more, Chris Wallace, than identity politics. And every Democrat has got some kind of an identity gimmick, or they're not able to run. That's why Beta, you know, Robert Francis O'Rourke, had to pretend that he was Hispanic. I mean, he's just a white Irish guy. Yeah, of course, he was, you know, wacko liberal, but and his policies were typical of any Democrat, and so is Buttigieg. Wallace last month said that Buttigieg had an interesting, refreshing ideas, and he had more substance than Beta. Well, that's faint praise, isn't it? The Democrat National Committee announced in March that it would not allow Fox to host any of its presidential primary debates this cycle, and that may be why you see Chris Wallace and may the people at Fox News pandering to him. And understand that outside of the opinion hosts that they have on Fox in the evening, most of Fox News is kind of where Shepard Smith is. They would be just fine operating on MSNBC or CNN. And so this is an effort, I think, for them to try to claw back some of this access, maybe even if they have enough Democrats on, even the Democrats like Buttigieg, who have only 1% in the polls, 0% with blacks. Maybe if they have enough of these Democrats come on, maybe they can claw their way back into the Democrat debates. Who knows? Well, let's take a look at some of the policies. Buttigieg wants to pack the Supreme Court. And this is an idea coming from one of his Harvard friends, Ganesh Sitaraman. This is a guy who's been an advisor to Elizabeth Warren. And what he is suggesting is that they should expand the size of the Supreme Court by directing both the Republican-appointed and the Democrat-appointed justices to unanimously pick another five justices from lower courts to join them. Oh, well, we'll depoliticize the court if we do that, right? Because it'll have to be unanimous from both sides, the people that they pick. And I would just say, what is the point of this, right? Are we going to have, is it going to be more representative because we have another five justices? I mean, this is an admission that it is politicized. We want to try to depoliticize this. We still won't have any vote as to who these people are. Notice it's going to be the Supreme Court justices who are unaccountable to us, unelected by us, there for life. They will be the ones picking who the additional Supreme Court justices are, just as they decide all the minute details of our life and how that's going to be run. The people that they pick would be kind of the least common denominators of the permanent established bureaucracy. Understand, the people who go through the judicial system and rise up to the top to even be considered for the Supreme Court are statists. That's one of the reasons why two-thirds of the people picked by Ronald Reagan went hard left, because they were statist to start with. And anybody that you get that's going to be a lifetime careerist in the federal government, especially in the judiciary, is going to be a statist. So that's why they're suggesting this. They know that even if it's got to be, you know, people that are picked by both the left and right, understand that when they talk about the people that Republican picks, for the most part, they're not reliably conservative either. But this is all an admission that it is partisan, that it is political, that they are ruling our lives, because why would we care about this so much, right? I mean, just think about this and how this has changed from the beginning. The beginning, there were only six justices. Now they want to add another five. And why would they stop there? Just keep adding more and more. Wind up with a legislature that is unaccountable, unelected by us. It's representation without it's legislation without representation.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements. We're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. Ball caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality methylcobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
A lot of things that they're not going to ask candidates about. But some of the items that they are allowed to ask about did come up with Buttigieg, and it was interesting to hear him comment on this, because he's been very light on taking a stand on policy issues. And so we've got his comments about taxes, about the Electoral College, about abortion. Let's take a look at what he had to say about taxes. Play video clip number 5.
Thank you. Recently, we reached $22 trillion in national debt. We're on track to reach $1 trillion in deficits as soon as next year. What would a President Buttigieg do to restore fiscal responsibility and slow this or stop the growth of our debt?
Well, first of all, you don't blow a hole in the budget with an unnecessary and unaffordable tax cut for the very wealthiest. So...
So that money belongs to the federal government, as Bernie said.
Right. But there are also proactive steps we need to take. We need to be smart about spending, just as I have to be as a mayor. You know, the city of South Bend doesn't have its own currency, so I don't get to print money in order to deal with a gap in the budget. We just have to figure it out. And I think we need a little bit more of that mentality in the federal government. But, you know, debt can play a role. Deficits can play a role, especially when you're doing deficit spending that pays for itself in the long run. Now, tax cuts for the wealthy don't do that. But investments in education, in infrastructure, in health, sometimes can. And so we should be honest about the fact that sometimes that's appropriate, but not if you have no vision of what kind of revenue is going to support it. And so when candidates, Democrats, go out promising, as I think we should, that we're going to have major increases in investment in things like education, health, and infrastructure, we also got to be willing to say where the revenue is going to come from. And it's why we really do need to entertain ideas like a fairer, which means higher, marginal income tax rate on those earning the most, a reasonable wealth tax or something like that to make sure that people are giving back when they become enormously wealthy, perhaps a financial transactions tax that taxes these millisecond differences in computer trades that people become enormously wealthy off. I'm not saying we ban them, but since it's not obvious how much real value they're adding to the economy, the least we could do is get some value for the American people. And also closing the corporate tax loopholes and incentives for offshoring that have it to where pretty much everybody in this room probably paid more, personally, in federal income taxes than some of the most wealthy multinational corporations like Amazon that made billions in profits and paid zero last year.
Yeah, well, you know, that is true, because, you know, corporations don't pay taxes ultimately. Even if they write a check, that has to be reflected in either fewer people working for them or lower wages or higher prices. They have to recoup that cost somewhere. And we see... As I pointed out last week, it was amazing to see for the first time mainstream media and Democrat organizations, when they started talking about tariffs, which are taxes, they said, look at this. President Trump is raising these tariffs. And these corporations are just going to pass this along. I have never, ever seen CNBC or the mainstream media or the Democrat Party say that before. And, of course, he's not saying that now. But it's true. It's true whether or not the taxes are internal, or whether or not the taxes are on corporations who are importers. Now, the difference is that tariffs, if you have a tax structure, as I pointed out, which is the way this country was for the first 100 years, a tax structure that didn't have any internal taxes but had all the taxes at the border on products that were coming in, what that allowed was for people to operate relatively freely within the United States. It allowed us to build industry, manufacturing, to raise our standard of living, and that's precisely those kinds of trade barriers that the globalist elitists and the people like the Koch brothers and all the bankers and the Democrats and the open borders people, that's exactly what China has done. And they've supported that for China. They never complain about that with China. China has enacted those protectionist barriers at the border, and it's allowed them to dramatically raise the standard of living of the people within their country. And that's what happened in America. That was when America was great, Boudier. And again, just talking about the Studebaker factory that closed decades ago in the town that he is currently mayor of. Used to have 23,000 people working high-paid manufacturing jobs, building Studebakers. And now he's going to revitalize that and give a couple of dozen Silicon Valley types massive amounts of subsidies from the local government, you know, $23 million to revitalize that facility. It's going to be so trendy, but it's not a solution, and it doesn't make America great again. And when he talks about raising taxes, yeah, well, you know, I guess maybe he's not on board with the mythical monetary theory, MMT. They call it the modern monetary theory, but it really is a myth. It's going to be exposed at one point when the U.S. dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. That's what allows us to get away with that. That's what allows us to just spend money without any reckoning. But everybody's getting wise to that shell game. And, of course, it puts us under the power of the Saudis. It gets us involved in foreign wars. That's the way the whole thing was designed from the very beginning. He admitted to Chris Wallace, he said, yeah, I've got to do something about those black and brown voters. It's only polling nationally about 1% with non-white voters. In South Carolina, he's at 0%. And that's a big part of the South Carolina Democrat Party primary. And that's the black voters in South Carolina. He's got 0% there. So he's trying to move with, you know, higher taxes. Again, the same rhetoric that you hear from Bernie Sanders and how he and others in the Democrat Party freaked out when President Trump lowered taxes, predominantly as supply-side tax cuts. Those do reflect, and we have seen those reflected, in higher wages, more jobs being created, and so forth. I would like to see more direct tax cuts of people down the line. I would like to see the government cut, and that's what he's not talking about at all. But, yeah, it has actually help the economy. But as President Trump was doing that, you heard Bernie Sanders saying he's looting the Treasury. They believe that all of that money belongs to them. And they talk about blowing holes in the budget when you cut taxes. They talk about, you know, losing, spending this and this money because they believe that it all belongs to them. Everything that you do belongs to them because they see you as a slave. All these people who talk about slavery reparations, I want to know when I'm going to get even my Social Security money back. I don't believe I'm going to get it. That would be if you actually paid off on Social Security instead of cutting it, as they're going to be doing. And they'll be forced to do that because of all the people who are being let into this country in a massive way as we become a borderless country, even under President Trump. But let's talk about what he had to say about the Electoral College. One of the things that he wants to do is to abolish the Electoral College, like many of the Democrats, because it's not working out too well for them. They're not winning enough elections, so they need to game the system in a way that they can win elections. He said, states don't vote, people vote. But if we're going to call ourselves a democracy, the U.S. should move to a popular vote system. Wait a minute. States don't vote, people vote. Isn't that kind of like guns don't kill people, people kill people? States don't vote, people vote. And if we're going to call ourselves a democracy, how about when America was great, Boudigay, we called ourselves a republic, not even a democracy. But we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half a Turbo Force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's Turbo Force.
What you have witnessed is the biggest development in free speech in the Western world's history. This is a digital AI-enforced gag order not to say the name Alex Jones or InfoWars.com. This is Nazi Germany level. This is racketeering. This is cartels. Mr. President, we need your help. We need it now. You can take on big tech. They saw InfoWars as a dominant, independent, anti-war, pro-human, pro-sovereign, pro-family, populist organization. So they thought, first they come for Alex Jones. Then when people say, okay, take him off the air, everyone else like dominoes would fall. The way to fight back is to support InfoWars now more than ever and make it a standard of freedom and free speech. Understand that they believe they can take us down, they'll take everybody else down.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've seen, besides the usual stuff, besides taxes and abortion, two of the things that have risen to the top with Democrat candidates were talked about by Buttigieg. And that, of course, is not only packing the Supreme Court, but getting rid of the Electoral College. And those two things have something very vital in common. They're about consolidating power, concentrating power in Washington. And that was not the design of the founders of America. They were very concerned about the abuse of power. They knew that the more power anybody had, that corrupted people. They believed, just like Lord Acton did, that power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And they wanted to make sure that there wasn't a concentration of power. They wanted to have multiple power bases. So they divided the central government. They're very concerned about the central government assuming all power over our lives, as it has, but not enough for the Democrats. They want more power. That is the nature of power. It is addictive. And you can never have enough. Just like John D. Rockefeller, when he was asked by the reporter, he said, you're the richest man in the world. How much money is enough? And he said, well, just a little bit more. And that is true of the Democrats when it comes to power. Just a little bit more. Well, how do they get that? They get that by getting rid of some of the structures that were going to divide power between the three different branches of government and between the central government and the states and the people. And so when Buttigieg says states don't vote, people vote, again, remind him of that when he's talking about gun control. You know, guns don't shoot, people shoot. Guns don't kill, people kill. Well, states don't vote, people vote. Well, we don't talk about states' rights. Some people do. I don't talk about that. I talk about the power of the states. States were designed to have a separate competing power to the central government. People have rights. States had power and a division of power and pitting different power centers against each other to keep one of them from becoming all powerful. And so when we look at what he's talking about with the Supreme Court, again, that is consolidating political power. And that means having decisions about your life being decided in Washington. And not only in Washington, but in the Supreme Court. 9 politically appointed people there for life, unaccountable to you. These high priests of the deep state deciding everything that's going to be done. And of course, they don't like the Electoral College either. He says the U.S. should move to a popular voting system. And there's a number of ways that they're going to do this. They're not going to be bothered to amend the Constitution. Let's understand. They would never have the votes for that. The Democrats don't have the votes. They talk about themselves. Oh, we want to get to democracy. We want to empower the people. No, they don't. They've lost during the Obama administration over 1,000 seats throughout the country. And so they turned to the judicial system to enact the policies that they wanted. And they turned to one federal judge here, another one over there, to block policies that they don't like. They completely ignore the Constitution. They ignore the majority votes in the House when it was controlled by the Republicans. When the Republicans said, well, we're not going to fund Obamacare. They said, well, we'll just steal the money from the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac investors who were told that they could invest in safe mortgages. And furthermore, they would be backed by guarantees from the federal government once that became solvent again. And they were making money after the meltdown, 2007, 2008. Obama just went in and stole that. He called it a net asset sweep. You had the Republican Congress sue Obama, said, you can't do that. You can't fund Obamacare. We haven't appropriated the money. The Congress under the Constitution has to appropriate money, just like, you know, Congress has to theoretically vote for wars. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. The president can just send us to war, or the president can just steal money from people without going through the Congress. Usually it's the Congress has to steal the money, calling it taxes. But he just taxed it. He did a net asset sweep. He didn't even call it a tax. And they appeal to the judiciary. So there you've got the Congress, the legislative branch, saying, no, we didn't give you the money. They appeal to the judiciary, and the judge says, that's right, they didn't. Finds in favor of them, and the Obama administration says, well, we'll just appeal that, and in the meantime, we're going to continue to do what we wanted to do, unlike the Trump administration. As soon as a federal judge says anywhere, any one of the 3,700 federal judges says you can't do that, Trump stops. We've got to stop that. We've got to stop this abuse of power. We've got to go back to a division of power. We have to understand that one branch of the government can't enjoin the other two. But that's exactly what they did. So when we look at this, how are they going to do this? They're not going to amend the Constitution. They've got a couple of different ways that they can do this. Number one, if the Supreme Court, now we're back to the Supreme Court again, if the Supreme Court says, no, you can't ask people on the census whether or not they're citizens, the purpose of the census, quite frankly, you go back and look at it, what was the purpose of the census? It was to allocate representation. So they would count the number of people state by state, and then they would allocate representation. And of course, we would have at least 10 times the number of people in Congress. I have to go back and look at the math again, but you know, they capped it. They said You're not going to have any more than 50,000 people represented by a single congressman. And now I think that's moved beyond 20 years ago when I was talking about that. It was 500,000 people per congressman on average. I think it's now more like 600,000 or higher. But they artificially capped that. And then they said, all right, now we're going to allocate the different representatives based on the census. And so if they are allowed, the sanctuary states are allowed to count foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing here in the census, then that means that California will get more representation both in Congress and in the Electoral College. So that's one way they can destroy the Electoral College. And they can do that if the Supreme Court says, no, you can't ask that question. And you even had one of the federal judges who said, you can't ask that question, say, this will hurt California in terms of its political representation and the amount of money that it gets. Well, why should they be getting political representation? Why should they be getting money? Because they are sanctuary for foreign citizens. The other way that they can get rid of the Electoral College is what we just saw happen in Maine. They just passed a bill making them the 15th state to enact a law that will essentially gut the Electoral College. Understand that we have two states currently now, well, it used to be Maine and Nebraska, that would split the Electoral College votes based on roughly on the percentage that the two candidates got. Everybody else would do it as a winner take all, which is the way that the system was designed. And so you had two states that would split it that way. Now, Buttigieg says, we got to have democracy here. Now, Maine was one of the two states that split it. So if you have one candidate gets 60%, the other one gets 40%, they would get a split of the electors going to the Electoral College of 60-40. Now, Maine has said, no, it's going to be winner-take-all. But it's not going to be the person who won that state taking all of the votes. It's going to be the person who won the election, the popular vote nationally would get all the votes. So even if a candidate in Maine got 60% of the votes and the other one got 40%, if the 40% candidate got more national votes, then that 40% candidate in Maine would get 100% of the delegates. Is that democracy? Even to the Democrats, is that democracy? Is that a more democratic system as you define it? No, of course it isn't. It's a political game. All the committed states' electoral votes would be given to the person winning the popular vote nationally. And so that's the other way that they're going to get rid of the Electoral College. Why does this matter? Well, I'll tell you about it when we come back. Here's a clue. In Illinois, you have everybody outside of Chicago saying, we want Chicago outside of Illinois. We want it to be its own separate state. Why would they do that? Well, they're dominating everybody else politically. And you know what's going to happen? Chicago, New York, L.A., they're going to dominate all of us nationally.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical bottleman and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our Ultimate Bone Broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, something's happening here, folks. Stop. And they don't have to have a gun to take what you want, to take away your rights. They can do it with lies, and they can do it with legal tricks and with manipulations. I've just been talking about how they want to modify the Supreme Court, how they want to modify the Electoral College. Buttigieg says, no, we need to move towards democracy. And yet what we see happening is various states, we've now had Maine become the 15th state to say we're going to give all of our electors to whoever wins the national vote. And just understand, they'd already been one of only two states that split the electors in a proportion based on how they did in the popular vote in their state. Maine and Nebraska, if you had a 60-40 split, as I said, both of the candidates would get either 60 and 40% of the electors. Everywhere else, it's 100% to the person who won the state. Now they're going to say we're going to give 100% to the person who wins the national vote. Well, how does that work out? If in Maine, the 60% candidate, let's say Hillary Clinton, doesn't win the national vote, then all of the people who voted for her get disenfranchised. You could have a situation where 90% of the people in Maine voted for candidate A, but candidate A didn't win the popular vote nationally. And so those 90% of the people in Maine would be completely disenfranchised. But it's even worse than that. One of the reasons why the founders designed the Electoral College was to make sure that not only did we, they wanted to split power between the different branches of the government in Washington. They also wanted to split power between the federal government and the various states and the people. That's why we had the House of Representatives. That's why we had a Senate where the two senators were appointed by the state government. They wanted to give the state government a power base there in the federal government to make sure that they didn't have things dictated to them by the federal government. That's the reason why we have the Electoral College as well. The Electoral College, by the way, has both of those aspects there. It reflects the state power to make sure that the same kind of idea that you had in the Senate that you wouldn't have the rights of some of the smaller states completely swamped by the more populist states. But it also has an element of proportionality in it. I think it's a genius idea, and they want to get rid of it. Here's what the problem is with that. As I pointed out as we're going to break, you have Illinois Republicans not happy with the fact that the Democrats in Chicago are controlling the entire state. Said, why don't we get Chicago out of Illinois? Let it be its own separate state. And, of course, it's not just in Illinois. You see the same type of thing happening in Virginia, where the statists who work for the federal government live in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C., or you have the big population base around Virginia Beach and Norfolk, and they typically vote liberal, and they override the wishes of the people who are in the rural areas. As a matter of fact, I saw this in a county that I lived in North Carolina. You had, it was basically a rural county, farmers who'd been there for hundreds of years with their land, and then you had a nearby county and city that was all based around a university, UNC Chapel Hill. And as that began to spill over into this county, they had all of the people had originally for the county government had been elected based on a geographical representation. And so you had different regions of the county had a representative attached to them. Once these people started spilling in from the university, they were very clever, just like these Democrats now who are trying to take over the national elections. When they got a few people in, they got a movement through that said, we're going to have at-large election. In other words, you're going to not have the county commissioners representing different geographical areas. We're going to have them all elected at large. And as soon as they did that, guess what? The population base that was concentrated there in that northern part of the county elected all the county commissioners, and all the county commissioners then said, now we're going to enact land use issues, and we're going to say that you can't sell your land, you can't do this on your land. All these farmers who had been there for hundreds of years, they completely lost their voice by having that the at-large election of the county commissioners. And that's what will happen to us on a national level. You're going to have New York, Chicago, L.A., and they're going to be the only places that anybody will go to campaign because that's where all the votes are going to be. You got these massive population centers and also very corrupt urban areas where they can pad the votes. And so they will be the only ones who will have a say. And you'll probably wind up with a situation where you only have about 8% of the people voting like they did in South Bend, Indiana, where Mayor Pete got elected. Only 8,500 votes elected him as mayor of a tiny town of 100,000 people. And now he thinks he should be president and he should get rid of the Electoral College. I can understand why he'd want to do that. Absolutely can understand. And then he started opining about abortion. And this story from the Babylon Bee, I think, hit it on the head from last week. Man identifies as a woman just long enough to voice a valid opinion on abortion. Boy, this is a combination of Booty Gay and Beto O'Rourke right there. Local man attempts to voice his opinion on abortion to a coworker on Thursday. Unfortunately, he was informed that since he's a man, he doesn't get an opinion on killing babies. So he came up with a brilliant solution. He identified as a woman just long enough to voice his opinion on abortion and then reverted his gender identity back to male after he had said his piece. As he was talking about it, one of his coworkers said, sorry, men don't get a say in this. Only women get to have their voices heard on this issue. And so he says, I'm sorry, did you just assume my gender? And he looked offended. He said, I actually identify as a 23-year-old woman named Veronica. Now you have to listen to my opinion. And she reluctantly admitted that the man identifying as a woman now could say his piece, since gender is merely a social construct and not an inherent part of a person's biological makeup. Besides, you know, you had, I'll just throw this in as an aside. This is something that the Babylon Bee didn't have because this actually happened. You had Planned Parenthood tweeting out on Mother's Day. Some men have uteruses. Some men have uteruses. Just repeating that over and over again. Repeat that until you believe it, right? So anyway, she said, that's a really interesting take. Thank you for making your valuable transgender voice heard on this issue. So yeah, maybe that's what he'll wind up doing. But he said that abortion is a national right. Let's play the clip from the town hall. This is Buttigieg telling us all about abortion.
There's been a lot of focus this week about the states that have voted to restrict women's rights. But there's also been a movement in the other direction. New York State also this year passed a new law which significantly increases a woman's right to accept to an abortion. It used to be the exception was after, I think it's 24 weeks, to protect the life of a woman. Now the new law is to protect the health of a woman, which is a much more lenient standard. And I guess the question is, do you believe at any point in pregnancy, whether it's at 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 24 weeks or whenever, that there should be any limit on a woman's right to have an abortion?
You know, I think the dialogue has got so caught up on where you draw
okay,
the line.
Okay, let's hold it right there. I want to talk. We're running out of time in the segment, and I want you to hear his full response. We'll play that when we come back in the next segment. But you heard right there, the first word he said is no. The question was, should there be any limit on a woman's right to have an abortion? No. No. And then he goes on to moderate that. He goes on to say that, it's only about 1% of the people have an abortion late term. Well, that turns out to be thousands of cases each year. It is not simply a situation that affects the woman. As I pointed out last week, we just had a murder in Chicago. A pregnant woman was lured to a location. She was strangled, and then the baby was cut out of her. The woman was aborted, but the baby was saved. See, there's two lives involved here. Two lives. It's not just the woman by herself. And people understand that. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come back, play the rest of what he had to say about that. Take a look at some of the statistics, some uncomfortable statistics about that as well. Folks, if you want to support us here at InfoWars, you are our sponsor. We will not be here if you don't support us with the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off bone broth, 50% off our new vitamin B12 Ultra 12. We also have 50% off all apparel. You can save 10% on checkout. Just use the code WAKEUP to save 10% on our 100% organic coffee, Wake Up America. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/libertarian. Also on Twitter, libertarian.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWars decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWars bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, silver bullet, colloidal silver, real red pill plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, that's turbo force. 5 different types of caffeine. Doesn't have a
and get the fish oil.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to back up that clip to the point at which Buttigieg starts answering the question put to him by Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace points out there's been a lot of legislation in both directions. We've had a lot of states say we're going to decrease the point in time. You know, with, again, the Supreme Court arbitrarily decided a particular point in the pregnancy at which states could not regulate abortion, just arbitrarily. And now you've had a lot of states say, no, we're going to do it earlier than that. Some of them have banned it altogether. And on the other extreme, you've had a lot of Democrat states say we're going to allow abortion full term, which also violates the Supreme Court, I guess. I guess the Supreme Court said, no, you can allow it for, they just banned it on the other side, I think, when we look at that Supreme Court decision. But let's go back as he put that question to Buttigieg. He said, is there any limit that you would support, any limit on a woman's right to have an abortion? He says no, and then he gives his reasons. Let's go back and we'll respond to that after he gives his reasons.
You know, I think the dialogue has got so caught up on where you draw the line that we've gotten away from the fundamental question of who gets to draw the line. And I trust women to draw the line when it's their own.
Actually, they trusted the Supreme Court arbitrarily draw the line. And they have for 46 years.
Just to be clear, you're saying that you would be okay with a woman well into the third trimester deciding to abort her pregnancy.
Look, these hypotheticals are usually set up in order to provoke a strong
it's not hypothetical. There are 6,000 women a year who get abortions in the third
trimester. Representing less than 1% of cases.
I know, but 6,000 pregnancies.
Let's take ourselves in. Yeah. So let's put ourselves in the shoes of a woman in that situation. If it's that late in your pregnancy, that means almost by definition, you've been expecting to carry it to term. We're talking about women who have perhaps chosen a name, women who have purchased a crib, families that then get the most devastating medical news of their lifetime, something about the health or the life of the mother that forces them to make an impossible, unthinkable choice. And the bottom line is, as horrible as that choice is, that woman, that family may seek spiritual guidance, they may seek medical guidance, but that decision's not going to be made any better, medically or morally, because the government is dictating how that decision should be made.
Okay, so let's get the actual figures here. His 1% of the time, trimesters of the final trimester, that is, to put that in perspective, the Daily Caller ran some numbers. First of all, as Chris Wallace said, that's about 6,000 women a year. And Buttigieg says, yeah, that's about 1% or whatever. Well, no, it turns out it's about 1.3%, according to the CDC in 2015. And that is actually 1.3%. That represents 8,296 abortions. So it's about 8,300 abortions. It's considerably higher than the 6,000 that Wallace was talking about. It's more than a third higher. And then this is an interesting metric that the Daily Caller came up with. Said, okay, so let's talk about 8,300 abortions that were taking place in the final trimester, which most people in the United States, only about 15% of the people, I'm sorry, 13% of the people, according to a Pew Research Center, only 13% of the people think that abortion should be legal in the last trimester. But let's just go with this figure. We've got 8,300 abortions in the last trimester. They said, going back to 1966, from August the 1st, 1966 to February 2019, there were 1,153 people killed in mass shootings. And they said that's the number of children that are being killed in the last trimester of pregnancy. is 7 times more than all the mass shooting deaths since 1966. Yeah, but he's going to ban guns and not abortions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As you just heard, Rudy Gay says, well, you know, you want to get to these extreme situations. You want to talk about the babies that are aborted in the last trimester of pregnancy, all the way up to full term, as people in New York and Virginia are bragging about that. And, of course, that's nothing new, quite frankly. That is the law in several states. It was a law in Pennsylvania, as Phelim McAleer pointed out when he wrote the book about Kermit Gosnell, who went to jail for murdering a child in the last trimester, bragging about the fact that, you know, this child could walk down to the bus station. He was so big he could walk down to the bus station. And yet you've got people like the governor of Virginia saying, yeah, we'll just set him over on the side, let him die. That's called comfort care. That came out in the Gosnell trial that was being done in Pennsylvania, many other states. Many people didn't realize that until Ralph Northam said it. And then they doubled down on that in many Democrat states of the Northeast. And so you've got a lot of people saying, that's it. We've got to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Pete Buttigieg said, well, you know, the fundamental question is who gets to draw the line? And that is the fundamental question. And that's why I said last week, we all ought to reject the fact that the Supreme Court are the ones who are drawing the line. I think regardless of where you are on this issue, you need to say that we're not going to let the Supreme Court, we're not going to let Washington, first of all, decide. And certainly not that one tiny group in Washington decide all these different issues. They don't get to draw the line on abortion, on marriage, on immigration. Other people have that decision, and they have usurped that decision in so many different ways. And it needs to stop. And we need to stop appealing and litigating every single thing that is done at the state or even at the federal level. You know, all of President Trump's decisions about the border are all contested by activist judges. And there's 3,700 federal judges. Any of them can veto the president? No, that's not the Constitution at all, folks. That is a pattern for tyranny. These unelected, unaccountable federal judges that you can't get rid of. And they should not be drawing the line. They should not be drawing the line. And that's one of the key issues here. If you want to go with a situation where he says, okay, so let's put ourselves in the shoes of a woman in that situation, says Buttigieg. And I guess maybe he has put himself in women's shoes. I'm not sure. But anyway, if that's late in your pregnancy, that means almost by definition, you're expecting to carry it to term. We're talking about women who have perhaps chosen a name, women who have purchased a crib, and so forth. Wait a minute. Are we talking about a human being here then? Are we talking about a person? Because they've already chosen a name. See, that's the fundamental lie that is behind Roe v. Wade. Oh, it's not a person. It's not a human being. Up until an arbitrary point that I will decide, said a dead white male, Harry Blackmun. But, of course, we're supposed to be governed by that single dead white male for 50 years, and we have been. All these people, like Joey Behar, they're white males. They don't get a say in this. Well, you're giving a say to a white male. He's the one who wrote that opinion. And as I pointed out last week, I'm not going to go through all that again, but just go back and take a look at the video. I actually read the decision. I was amazed. I basically knew what was in it. But the tortured decision that they made, you may have different opinions, but the thing that matters is what the Constitution says. But they didn't care what the Constitution said in that opinion. They went back to Greek philosophers and ethicists. They went to the common law of foreign countries. They talked to the AMA. And then they twisted and turned the 14th Amendment inside out to invent some right to privacy. And then after they did that, they arbitrarily set the limit at 24 weeks. They said, you can't stop you can't legislate and make illegal an abortion prior to 24 weeks. Well, we've just had a lot of states throw the gauntlet down. And I wish they would do it and do it in a nullification way. Folks, it was a very important freedom issue, and that's why I've talked so much about marijuana prohibition. It's very important for two-thirds of the states to say to the federal government and to the UN that created the agenda, we don't care what you say. We're not going to lock people up in jail for using marijuana medically. And then they got more bold, and some of them said, even for recreational use, we're not going to let you lock people up. We're not going to participate in that. They nullified the federal overreach, the usurpation of power. They nullified that. And, I've talked to people from the 10th Amendment Center. And as he pointed out, you've got a couple of different choices here, really. You either have complete tyranny in the federal government, assuming all power over every aspect of our lives, or you have a violent revolution where we overthrow that government, or we have something in between those two extremes. And that is the states exercising their 9th and 10th Amendment powers to say, we don't like what you did, and we're not going to force it, and it has no effect here. And you can do that even at the county level with a strong sheriff, and if the people stand behind that individual. That's why you've got in many of these states now, where they're enacting gun control legislation, you have sanctuary cities for gun owners being declared. And you have sheriffs, elected law enforcement officers, sheriffs, saying we're not going to enforce this state law in California or in Illinois or Colorado or wherever they put this through. We know you guys passed this. We don't care. We're going to stand with our citizens and we're going to protect their fundamental rights. And that can be done even at the county level. Nullification. Nullification of bad state laws, nullification of bad federal laws, nullification of bad Supreme Court decisions that they put in there as law. What that Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade did was to lay out their thought process for how they would arbitrarily create legislation at the Supreme Court. We always hear Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. Well, that's the way they treat it. But the Supreme Court should not be writing laws. That's what they did with Roe v. Wade. And so he goes, here we are. We're talking about women who perhaps have chosen a name. That is the fundamental issue, folks. That was a fundamental issue with Roe v. Wade. That is the fundamental issue in all these different debates. When does life begin? And they just arbitrarily cut the baby down the center and said, hey, you can kill it over here. But they basically kill the baby all the way through. That's what they're doing now. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King, and I've talked to her several times on this show, gave a speech yesterday talking about what is happening with abortion rights. She said, I hope it isn't presumptuous of me for saying this, said the person introducing her, but when I was hearing people say, this is untimely and this is unwise, your uncle, Martin Luther King's famous letter from Birmingham jail, said the moderator. He made a brilliant argument in that letter that the time to fight against injustice is always right now. And I say that. It's right now. And when you look at the people who are criticizing what they did in Alabama, they did that very deliberately. They did that to throw the gauntlet down to the Supreme Court. They said, we're going to have exactly the same law that was in Texas at the time of Roe v. Wade. The only exception was the life of the mother. No exception for rape or incest. And that's what they passed through. And as we see, as I said before, many people, conservatives, saying that's too radical. I don't want to do that. Or even some religious leaders like Pat Robertson. Oh, I don't think that's the right one we want to take to the Supreme Court. I just got to say, get a backbone. Who are you afraid of? Are you more afraid of the Supreme Court than you are of God? They are not God Almighty, and we've got to stop treating them like that. They have usurped this power, and that ought to be one thing that everybody could agree on, that we're not going to let the Supreme Court do this, make these kinds of decisions. They need to be decided on a state-by-state basis, maybe on a community-by-community basis. These people always want to talk about democracy, except when it doesn't go their way. And then the Democrats want to use whatever means they can, by hook or by crook. And typically the hooks and the crooks are in the judicial system, using their lawyers to get what they can't win at the ballot box. What they can't win at the jury box, they will legislate from the bench. All right, we're going to be right back. Stay with us.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12, and we decided I liked your Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed, and it just so happens it'd already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name, so when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the bone broth.
The bone broth. The bone broth. Hey! The bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. It tastes like Ovaltine. Mm. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products, so thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you, but yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good, so thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day, so I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I can't understand why both liberals and conservatives want everything decided at the federal level. You know, when I was growing up, we used to have when somebody would get overly wrought about something, we'd say, don't make a federal case out of it. Well, now everything is a federal case. And now we hear everybody saying about anything that they're slightly aggrieved about. Oh, there ought to be a law. Well, there ought to be a law, and they think, and it ought to be at the federal level, and it should be dictated by the Supreme Court. We should have legislation without any representation. That is a key issue. That is something that, unfortunately, if people were thinking about this rationally, both the left and the right would reject that. Instead, you have a situation on the left, the Democrats, because they can't win elections, they want to force this stuff through, and they don't really care what they have to twist or destroy. They don't care what they have to do to the Constitution or the way that this country is organized or getting rid of the Electoral College or changing the makeup of the Supreme Court, you name it, anything they have to do to win. The end justifies the means, even if that means that we destroy the former government that we have, what remains, what little bit remains of it. And so we've got Buttigieg, who spent most of his campaign lecturing Christians on what we should believe, berating us for our so-called hypocrisy, as Ann Coulter summarized yesterday. So I get it now. Christians are hypocritical because they would save the lives of innocent babies, but they would execute murderers. But Democrats are good because they would execute babies and let convicted criminals go free. Paraphrasing what Ann Coulter said, that's basically true. That's the way these people are. But then it gets taken to another level by Senator Gillibrand, one of the many candidates, more than two dozen now, that are running for the Democrat nomination for presidency. She said that pro-life bills are, get this, against Christian faith. So not only, you know, is Buttigieg's homosexual marriage, that is the pattern of marriage, according to him. Okay, and if Christians don't embrace that, then, you know, you're just hypocrites. You're hateful hypocrites. And you need to be shut up on social media, and they will do that. And they passed a bill on Friday, just to do that in the House. Fortunately, because the Democrats only control the House, nothing is going to come of that. But folks, if they get control of more of the government, they will impose that on the rest of us. And I'm going to tell you why it's a bad thing. It doesn't even have anything to do with your religious beliefs, like Reason Magazine said. It has to do with the fact that these people will have absolutely no respect for anybody's freedom or choice. But here's what Kristen Gillibrand said. She said, if you are a person of the Christian faith, one of the tenets of our faith is free will. Is it really? Is it really? I don't think so. I mean, there's certain rules that are laid down, and you don't get to make the rules, Gillibrand. That's what the Christian faith says. It says, yes, we have grace and we have mercy from God. But that's only for the people who call him Lord, who repent. Of course, they will make you repent on social media. It is, as one of the people who was just banned over the weekend said, it's like some kind of religion where you have to repent to Twitter and you have to remove and apologize about that tweet that you put out there. And the same thing's true of the other ones as well. You have to do repentance to the gods of Silicon Valley. And you have to obey their rules. Well, the same thing kind of happens, except we have a different God and a different set of rules. But let's understand, is really the tenet, is our, the Christian faith built around free will about what you do to children and so forth? No, actually what Kirsten Gillibrand is selling you is the Wiccan religion. Do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law, wrote Aleister Crowley, and the people, you know, the religion that he set up called Thelema. This is the philosophy of witches. This is the philosophy of Kirsten Gillibrand. Is she a witch? Is she a Wiccan? Is she a follower of Aleister Crowley? Do as thou wilt shall be the whole sum of the law. That's basically what these people are selling us. It is a satanic religion. Maybe that's why when we had the abortion debate here at the Texas House in Austin, yeah, they passed a bill. This is about women's health. Well, let's protect women's health. We had a woman die, an immigrant woman of color die at Kermit Gosnell's clinic because they couldn't get the emergency personnel, couldn't get her out of there. They couldn't get the gurneys through the hallways or the doorways. So they said here in Texas, we're going to make sure that any abortion clinic has got access to emergency personnel. And they had filibusters against that. And as the Christians were outside singing Amazing Grace, you had the feminists, people like Kirsten Gillibrand, who believe that the central tenet of their faith is do as thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. They came out and started screaming, Hail Satan. Maybe those aren't coincidences. She said, we also have separation of church and state. Well, no, we don't. That's not in the Constitution either. That's also something that is invented. Again, it really grates on me. These people who call themselves pro-choice, and they don't support choice in any aspect of our lives except the choice to kill our children. Take a look at what happened to one Christian student who refused to say an Islamic prayer. Now, how does this apply? Do as thou wilt. This Christian child did not want to repeat an Islamic prayer. An 11th grader. She said, as a Christian and 11th grader at La Plata High School in Maryland, Kayla Wood was taught that, quote, most Muslims' faith is stronger than the average Christian. She was also required to profess in writing the Islamic conversion creed. There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Ms. Wood believed that it's a sin to profess by word or in writing that there is any other God except the Christian God. So she stood firm in her Christian beliefs and was punished for it. The school refused her request to opt out or to give her an alternative assignment. She refused to complete her anti-Christian assignment and consequently received a failing grade. And so now there's a lawsuit that is being run through the courts. The Thomas More Law Center has asked the court to take up the case, said she should not be failed because she wanted to exercise her freedom of religion. But see, what is happening with this is exactly what is going on with the LGBT. They have a tenet. They have a belief system, just like the Wiccans and Gillibrand do. Except when they say, do as thou wilt is the whole sum of the law, they don't mean that any more than they mean pro-choice. And they are going to make you, the LGBT people, are going to make you celebrate and worship at their altar. And if you don't speak the right words, you know, just like this Islamic prayer, if you do not participate in that, you'll be banned from the public square. You'll be failed in school. They are going to shove that down your throat. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements. We're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. Ball caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies. 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the info war, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back. I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical gobalamin and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over the counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just one more thing that I'll say about abortion. As Alveda King was speaking about it,
you know, we've had Buttigieg identifying with women, putting himself in women's shoes, and talking about abortion, and he says, no, we shouldn't have any restrictions whatsoever on that. Even if you have gone full term and at this point, you know, you've given the baby a name and crib and now something changes and you feel like you need to get rid of this baby, maybe you're told that the baby has Down syndrome. And so now, even though sometimes people get false positives with Down syndrome, but you've been told the baby has Down syndrome or maybe some other health issue, and you're going to kill it now. And you should be allowed to do that, says Buttigieg. As Alveda King said, even in the case of rape or incest, And there's forced abortions, or at least confused and under distress and under pressure. We want to protect the baby and the mother. She said Alabama's new abortion law is not to punish women, said the niece of Martin Luther King, but it is to stop and give the baby civil rights. Women will not be hauled off to jail. You know, we have, when we talk about cases of rape or incest, and this has got a lot of people upset about the law in Alabama, I just want you to remember that Planned Parenthood covers up statutory rape. Think about the fact, and we've talked about this many times. My teenage daughter just had to have some dental surgery, and my wife had to be there because she couldn't have dental surgery without not only our permission, but my wife's presence there. And yet, if my teenage daughter wanted to have an abortion, the schools had maintained that she didn't even have to notify the parents. And if she was underage, the police would not be notified either. So all these people who are wailing about cases of rape and incest, just remember that Planned Parenthood is covering up statutory rape as a matter of policy. The rape of minors. And they facilitate it. And they obstruct justice by covering up these statutory rapes. But Alveda King said, I had abortions years ago. And I said, if you really start jumping on the women, you'll probably want to come after me. But the Lord has forgiven me. We're not going on a headhunt for women with a law in Alabama. That's something that Buttigieg and Kirsten Gillibrand with her Do As Thou Wilt is a whole sum of the law. That's what they don't understand. Let's move to vaccines. We've had a new article come out about research at Emory University. They're working on a vaccine for the common cold. It's like, okay, great. Of course, it's going to have a lot of the same problems as the vaccine for the flu. There's a lot of different strains of the flu. There's a lot of different strains of the cold, right? There's at least 160 different strains of cold that they've identified. And that doesn't mean that there won't be more. And yet they think they've got this problem solved at Emory University. They said, well, we've decided that we'll put 50 in one vaccine shot. Well, that's about a third of them right there. That might help a little bit, and maybe you might want to get that. That's your decision. Shouldn't it be your decision? It doesn't sound like it's going to be your decision. Because as these people are working on a way that they can mass produce this and understand that, as they pointed out, our bread and butter technique is to make the viruses out of synthetic DNA. What could possibly go wrong with that? They're going to make strains of a virus out of synthetic DNA. I'm sorry, but I don't trust them to know that much about DNA. And I know, as we have seen the CRISPR tactic that has been developed, it is an exploit of a bacteria being able to slice and replace part of the DNA. And it is not a scalpel situation. It's more like a chainsaw. And now you have a lot of people who are very heavily involved in genetics. People who do selective breeding of cattle and so forth have looked at this and said, we've gotten some very unpredicted side effects further down the chain when we use the CRISPR-Cas9 tactic. It isn't a surgical change. There's other unanticipated changes that frequently happen down the DNA strand. And yet these people are out there creating synthetic DNA, and then they're going to start inject 50 different strains of it, and they're going to start injecting the public with that? Seriously? Yes, seriously. And they're making a case for how dangerous this is, just like they're doing for measles. And you know they're going to be mandating this. Listen to this. You know, it's so frustrating when your kid gets a cold. You can't take them back to daycare. These are the people, the researchers who are working on this. They're already making the case for why you should be forced to buy their product even before they've figured out how they're going to mass produce their synthetic DNA with 50 strains of a virus to be injected in each and every one of us. You get a cold, your kid gets a cold, you can't take them back to daycare. Now you're stuck. You're out of work. And I thought, you know, if we can manipulate these viruses in the lab, then why can't we come up with something for the common cold? And they then go further, right? This is a life or death issue for children with asthma. It can be a very big deal because common cold viruses can trigger major exacerbations of asthma and COPD in adults. Oh, so therefore, this is a life threat, and it can be. You know, people can die of pneumonia and do die of pneumonia and die of the cold, of flu and so forth, the cold. So this is the way they're going to extrapolate this in the same way that they have taken measles. And because they can manufacture it in massive quantities, they want everybody vaccinated for this, and they get you afraid of it as if it was Ebola. But Ebola, they kind of lay back because they don't have a vaccine or any medicine that they can sell you for that just yet. Just wait. And so then I saw this on Reason Magazine. Should vaccines be mandatory? See, this is the problem I have. That's why I don't call myself libertarian anymore. I call myself libertarian. I've kind of gone beyond the libertarians because my focus is on individual liberty and theirs isn't. Reason Magazine, Cato Institute, the Libertarian Party, the official LP, the official political party, they're not focused on individual liberty anymore. Not at all. And so you can find me on Twitter at Libertarian. You can find me on YouTube now, youtube.com/Libertarian for the time being. We'll see how long. Go there and subscribe. Take a look at the videos there. But let's go to Reason Magazine, a libertarian debate on immunization and government. And they point out, their editor who put this debate together said, as we discovered after we included anti-vaccine activist Jenny McCarthy in our 45 enemies of freedom list. Now, how can you do that? How can you list somebody who is pushing for informed consent? How can you call them an enemy of liberty? An enemy of liberty. Enemy of freedom, I should say. This is what has happened to the libertarian movement. They don't support it anymore. And so they said, well, we really got a lot of mail from our listeners because, you know, the listeners thought that libertarian meant that you're focused on liberty. They didn't realize these people are funded and support the Koch brothers. They want open borders. They want what they call free trade, which is not free trade. It's managed trade, managed to the advantage of China. And so they, in the process of this, they go to one person and his editorial is called Refusing Vaccination Puts Others at Risk. And it's the cookie cutter argument about herd mentality and so forth, which is nonsense. We've deconstructed that. We pointed out herd immunity was something that was proposed back in the 1930s when people really did have true and lasting immunity. It doesn't even exist anymore because the immunity, if you get it from the vaccines, is only temporary. That means that more than 50% of the adult population doesn't even have it. And then they go through, and I thought, well, maybe this guy got it. Vaccination and free will. He starts talking about Minority Report, but he hasn't actually looked at it as I did. These mandates forcing people to have vaccines is really one of the first instances of pre-crime that is now being spread like a virus throughout our communities. Yeah, these are people who are not even sick, but you're going to punish them in advance because they might get sick in the future based on your metrics.
InfoWar, the most banned network in the world.
Tom in Texas, police officer on the border, talks about MS-13 and more. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just want to thank you for your products. I have the InfoWar decals on the outside of my cell phone case, my truck, sport the shirts, all the equipment. I find it's the best way to get your word out.
God bless you, brother.
And I have 3 or 4 InfoWar bumper stickers in my glove box right now I hand out if I get to talking to somebody just to help spread that word.
You're our only hope, brother. I'm telling you, you're more important than I am. It's people like you on the ground, as you know, that's boots on the ground.
All of our best sellers, Alpha Power, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, BioTruth Selenium, X-Tube, Rainforest Plus, Supernova Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Super Blue products, toothpaste, fortified with little silver iodine, silver bullet, colloidal silver, real red pill plus. It goes on and on and on. Check it all out and know funding us will change the world. All of it. We're coming through the storm thanks to you.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
Okay, it's true. I stayed up late last night, so I had half the turbo force this morning. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. The vitamins, the minerals. That's turbo force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's turbo force. Five different types of caffeine doesn't have a crash. Five different types of caffeine. That's turbo force.
And get the fish oil.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we have product recalls, we have lawsuits that are supposed to protect us from dangerous or defective products. That's what we're seeing with the glyphosate lawsuits. And yet you don't see that with vaccines. And you don't see that with 5G. I pointed out last week, you had Senator Blumenthal with telecommunications industry CEOs or technical people. He said, I know that the FCC hasn't done any tests to see what the effects are on humans. And there's just, there's nothing really here from the FDA. The FCC says, oh, well, take a look at the FDA. And he said, the FDA doesn't have anything. Have you guys done anything? No, Senator. You know, kind of like James Clapper. Oh, no, I thought about that. And, you know, I thought about that when I saw the former head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration back in 2014. He was interviewed by the LA Times. And he said he was surprised that the agency that he worked for, which is supposed to be about highway traffic safety, right? The safety people. Everything's going to be safe. We got to have really expensive cars because we got, I don't know, how many airbags are in a car now? What is it, 6, 9? We've got all these other safety systems and so forth. And yet he said Tesla's autopilot system is defective. He said they're using human drivers as guinea pigs, and he said it ought to be recalled. And we just had another death this last week. He said he was surprised that the agency didn't recall the didn't declare the autopilot defective after a 2016 crash, but now we've had many others. We just had another one where it ran underneath a semi-trailer and decapitated the driver. In the driver's seat, but a passenger at the time. Asleep at the wheel, presumably. And so he looks at this and he says, they're using this as, they're using human drivers as guinea pigs. Aren't we doing that with 5G, though? You've had a lot of scientists who say that this is the biggest experiment on humans we've ever seen. And I've seen several articles talking about, not concerned about the effect on human health, but concerned about what it's going to do with our weather prediction. Yeah, because that's so important. As they point out, this is a mass weather and climate blog. And so the problem is some of the wavelengths being auctioned off for 5G are critical for weather satellites. 5G signals potentially will undermine our ability to forecast the weather. Oh, yeah, we don't have to worry about, cancer or anything. Where's my weather report? Weather satellites, I said, now provide 3D data over the entire planet, even over remote oceans and polar regions. Roughly 95% of the total volume of weather information now comes from weather satellites. Well, how do they do that? They point out that what they do is they use microwave sounders. The satellites will observe the Earth and sense microwave radiation being emitted by water vapor, liquid, water, ice, and the surface. And so they're looking at the radiation that is coming from all these different sources, naturally, and using that in their models to predict weather. And he's pointing out that they're very sensitive receivers in this because they're looking at the microwave emissions of atmospheric water vapor, but they're going to be overwhelmed by the active transmission of 5G cell phone towers because they're going to be operating in that natural frequency. So it's a different frequency than we've had before with cell phone towers. And it should bother you that the only test that's been done with 5G shows that it increases tumors significantly, but only for males. Only for males. Heart and brain tumors for male rats. And we don't have to bother about doing any tests on humans because we can always use the humans as guinea pigs. And we'll just find out later. We have to build it so we can find out what it does to us. I've already had the health official in Brussels, Belgium say, I'm not doing this. The level of radiation is 90 times higher than what we have declared is acceptable. We're not going to do that. But that's just one part of the problem with 5G. As we have this escalating war going back and forth between the U.S. and Huawei, now we've got Silicon Valley companies, Intel and others, are jumping in with President Trump. Google is jumping in with President Trump saying they're going to withhold stuff from Huawei. Chinese media, as you saw on Drudge Report over the weekend, is escalating the anti-American propaganda. They're pushing movies that go back to the Korean War, showing the North Koreans and the Chinese as being the heroes and the Americans as being the villains and so forth. Very old movies that they're pulling back out and all these propaganda posters that quite frankly look like something out of the 1930s. Very ham-fisted propaganda. It'll probably end in not a trade war, but actually in a shooting war eventually. But as we look at this, the other part of this, not just the health issues, but also the surveillance. Again, we're seeing article after article. I just had somebody send a email to me saying, I've got a friend I want to talk to about this Chinese social credit system, but he doesn't believe that exists. And it's like, well, I don't really know what to tell you. I'm not the only one saying this. Even mainstream media is proudly talking about this all the time. Here's another article here from the New York Post. China's new social credit system is a dystopian nightmare. Imagine calling a friend. Only instead of hearing a ringtone, you hear a police siren. And then you hear a voice on the other end of the line. Be careful in dealing with this person. How is that different from what Facebook is doing to Alex Jones and InfoWars and many of us? Right? Be careful dealing with this person. You don't want to get any information from this person. Alert. This person has been banned on our network. Banned by Mark Zuckerberg, the ruler of the world. You know, the guy who wants to be Augustine, Caesar Augustus. Not Augustine, but Caesar Augustus. He's got the thumbs down. They said, would that put a damper on your relationship? Well, it's supposed to. It's part of China's social credit system. And understand just how pervasive this is getting. So that's New York Post. In case those of you don't believe me, CNBC is talking about the Chinese facial recognition startup that can scan an ID a person in just seconds. Facial recognition in just seconds. And their database. Instant recognition. They've already got a database of at least 2 billion people. And they can search that database of 2 billion people, look at your facial scan, and identify you in just a matter of seconds. Look at how it's rolling out in the UK. UK cops fine a pedestrian $115 because they said he was trying to avoid facial recognition camera. So the UK has taken the lead in this for a long time. They were the ones, first ones to put up cameras everywhere. And you know, when they put up the cameras everywhere, that they're going to be connecting it to computers to do biometric identification. That's the way this always goes. That's what they're doing here in the United States. We've got some U.S. cities are now moving into real-time facial recognition and surveillance. Bragg's, Wired Magazine, they don't have a problem with this. They think this is really cool because, you know, it's technology. We don't care how it's going to be used. Let's just, how does it work? I am so sick of that ethos that coming out of engineering. You know, people who get so caught up in how can I do something? That's what Michael Crichton was talking about in Jurassic Park. And it applies to every branch of technology. You know, they got so busy in, can I do this? They never asked, should I do this? They don't teach ethics in engineering. And if they did, I don't know many of the people would really even care about that. It's just an engineering, it's an intellectual challenge to them. And they don't care about what the ethics behind that are. And so now you got Chicago and Detroit. They bought these real-time facial systems, facial recognition systems. But Chicago claims that it hasn't used its system yet. Detroit says it's not using its system currently. Isn't that the same thing we heard from Huawei? Oh, you know, we can spy on you, but don't worry, we won't do it. That's what Chicago and Detroit are saying. Now, you'll get a fine if you even try to cover up your face. This is a guy who said, well, it was cold, so I put up a, scarf up over my face and said, now you're trying to avoid being facially recognized on the street. $115 fine. That's coming here. And so is the social credit system. And folks, if you understand how this is going, you understand how vital it is to be able to hear the conclusion of how this is all coming together. You'll get little bits and pieces of it. Even the mainstream media is now talking about that. That tells you how quickly this is going to be applied to us, the fact that they're even talking about this. If you want to help us, as they have now put that system on Alex Jones, you know, you get the police siren if you go to on Facebook and the warning. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the sales we got there. 50% off bone broth, 50% off all apparel, $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, and 10% off of our Wake Up America 100% organic coffee. Just enter the code Wake Up at checkout. Thanks for listening.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It would take me more than an hour just to lay out all the admitted benefits and known positive effects of just one of the ingredients in our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Everybody knows about bone broth itself and all of the amazing things that it's associated with, and that it's been the big craze for at least a decade. Well, thousands of years ago, it's what everybody told people they should drink in a soup if they were sick. But then you add not just the fact that this is the strongest, most concentrated, highest quality bone broth out there, literally. Then you have the chaga mushroom, then you have the turmeric, then you have the bee pollen, then you have the other key ingredients that are all known to just make people incredibly strong and healthy. Our ultimate bone broth formula is amazing. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com because I want you to try it and see how great it is. And, of course, getting the bone broth isn't just great for you and your family. It's also amazing when it comes to funding our operation that's taking on the globalists and fighting for all of our freedoms.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.